Well, we made it to the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is just around the corner. The expectation and anticipation is almost palpable that we know Christ is drawing near. Remember this in the manger, but also to this world, that the light of the world is entering in. And our readings demonstrate this. That God is up to stuff and across our readings. God is demonstrating that God is present with God's people. God is at work. Ahaz gets to hear this from Isaiah in the reception of this sign that says God is here and is going to address his fears, his concerns. Joseph hears this from the angel. God is up to something in his life and in his family's life together. Of course, Ahaz and Joseph hear that God is near and God is up to things, and yet neither of them recognize this, at least initially, at least readily. And of course, we can look at that and say, come on, guys, how did you miss this? Isaiah's telling you, Ahaz, ask for a sign. If God's going to ask you to ask for a sign, do it. If this is something you want, you should ask for it. Why would you not? Joseph, we'd say, you're planning on dismissing Mary quietly? Don't do it. You'll miss your front row seat to seeing the Messiah, to seeing God in the flesh. Don't you know Mary is with child by the Holy Spirit? But of course, what Ahaz and Joseph remind us is that it's a wonderful thing to look for God to come in the abstract, to say, oh yes, we want God to show up, but it's quite another to recognize God's presence in the present and to be attentive to what God is doing right before us. See, Ahaz and Joseph don't have the benefit of a narrator. We see very clearly that, well, Isaiah's telling you to do this. You should do it. We see very clearly that Mary is a child by the Holy Spirit. But they don't get to know these things. So it's harder for them to recognize God's presence. It's harder for them to know how God is choosing to work at this time and in their lives. Ahaz, today, is confronted by two kings coming against him, both of which are stronger than he is, the king of the northern country of Israel and the king of Aram, or the king of Syria. They are joining forces. He says, this is too much for me. And from what Isaiah says to him in response, we know that he is, quote unquote, wearying mortals, which I take to mean he's talking to his officials, his leaders, his captains, his commanders, and trying to say, how are we going to deal with this? To the point that they're like, we don't know what else to say to you, Ahaz. We've been going over the same stuff over and over and over again. And maybe at these meetings, as they know that they're outmatched, as they know that there's nothing they can do to save themselves, they might be saying, but if only we had some way to know that the Lord was going to step in. That's our only hope. If only God would give us a sign. Perhaps that's what's going on here as Isaiah goes and asks Ahaz, give me a sign. The Lord says, do it. I know you've been asking to do this. Here you go. At which point Ahaz's response would seem a little strange. Oh no, I couldn't possibly ask a sign of the Lord. I don't want to put the Lord to the test. But the reality here that could be going on is that Ahaz doesn't want to do the wrong thing. He knows he needs the Lord's help. He knows Isaiah is the Lord's representative. So perhaps he thinks, oh, this is a test. And I need to show God that I have firm faith in who God is and what God is going to do. That I will trust in with an unwavering conviction that God will step in to save us. And that's what will be needed in order for God to do just that. Maybe that's running through Ahaz's mind. Maybe he doesn't want Isaiah, God, others to know how vulnerable he feels, his insecurities, his doubts, his questions, his inability to manufacture a rock-solid faith that could be unwavering at all times and in all ways. If any of these are true, then Ahaz is probably a lot like us. There are times we too would like to hide our insecurities, our vulnerabilities. There are times we too don't want God to know that our faith hasn't been quite what it should be. That we know we should have been able to trust better in what God was doing and what God was up to. And yet, we've fallen short. We want to do the right thing. We want to do what God would ask of us. We don't always know what that is. And sometimes it's in the very desire to do that, that we are pushing God away, that we are not acknowledging or accepting the way in which God is working in the present. Indeed, Joseph has a similar issue today, I think. As we hear that Joseph is a righteous man, he wants to do the right thing by Mary. He finds out she is pregnant with somebody that's not his son. And he thinks, I should just dismiss her quietly. Let her go her own way. And we say, don't do it, Joseph. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss what God is doing if you do. This is our challenge. It's hard to know what God is up to in the present when God is doing things right before our eyes. But thankfully, God knows this about us, and our readings are full of God still reaching out. God awakening us to God's presence moment by moment to say, yes, yes, I am still at work here. Yes, this is me. I am doing something. You see this for Ahaz, for Joseph, and yes, for the community at Rome even. But Ahaz has Isaiah say to him, I know you want a sign. I know you need this. And so God will give it to you. Here it is. The woman is with child. She is going to give birth very soon. And this child will eat curds and whey and milk. And even that is a significant statement, I think. The child will eat rich foods. Rich foods are not easy to come by in the midst of a war, in the midst of a siege. So God is saying, as this child who is born is growing up and has access to rich food, it is because there will be no war. There will be no siege upon your city. You can trust in the salvation God is bringing about. And this is made all the clearer as we get to the end. And by the time he reaches the age where he knows the good from the evil, the two kings in whose land you are now in dread, or the two lands of the kings in whom you are in dread, will be desolate. Not just these kings aren't going to attack you, Ahaz. They're not just going to attack you for a few years. They will have no capacity to attack you in a few years. Their lands will be desolate. They will be overrun and destroyed themselves. There will be no more threat, period. Well, this probably sounded too good to be true. This is the statement God reveals to him through Isaiah as he gets to know God is at work here. God is doing something to offer us salvation. This is the same thing Joseph gets to encounter as well. God sends this angel to him at night in his dreams to tell him very clearly, don't dismiss Mary. Stay with her. Take her as your wife. The child is by the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. He will save your people from their sins. God is up to something here, Joseph. God is going to save your people through this child. This is a wonderful thing. Don't miss it. Stay with Mary. Watch God work in and through you and in and through your family in amazing and miraculous ways as God will take on flesh. Dwell among you. Amazingly and thankfully, Joseph heeds this dream. He doesn't write it off when he wakes up. He doesn't say, oh, is that really what I saw, heard last night? He believes the dream. He takes Mary as his wife, and he sees God's own Son, take on flesh and live among us. He keeps his front row seat to the coming of the Messiah and to the salvation that God is winning for this world through Christ. The same message that God is up to something is what Paul is seeking to communicate to the church in Rome as well. And Paul is their sign. He says, I am the one who has come to share with you this good news, to make known to you this gospel. I am an apostle sent to do this. It's my purpose. I'm here to tell you God is up to something here. God has saved you from your sins. God has shared with you God's grace through Jesus Christ. You are now a beloved people of God, joined together through Christ. You are to know the grace and peace that God longs for you all to have. God is at work here, Paul is telling them, and is accomplishing great and amazing things for us all. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the same message we are to hear today. God is up to something here. This fourth Sunday of Advent, God is crashing into our daily lives, is showing up in our present moment. God is still making these promises come true. Promises of hope, of salvation, promises to drive out our fears. And no longer must we put on any charades at our own competency or capability, but God can draw near to us as we are and proclaim the good news of God for us and for this world. God is still saying, I have come here to save you from your sins. We encounter this good news in this meal that we share, in this bread and wine. We encounter Christ drawing near to us, body and blood being given and shed for us. And we know that as Christ comes to save us from our sins, and to draw us back into life with God, to make us beloved people of God once more, united with all of those who have been drawn together in Christ across time and space. And as we encounter what God is up to in this meal, we are also apostles sent forth to celebrate and share the love we have received here, to let the world know God is still up to something. God is still speaking and acting in ways that bring about healing, redemption, restoration, and salvation. And this is good news indeed. Yes, it may not always look like that as we look around us, but we know the light of the world has come. God is here now. And as we become ever more attentive to this truth, as we continue to see the ways in which God awakens us to God's presence, and God speaks to us God's words of life, of hope, of salvation, we will see God still doing amazing things in our midst. We will have our faith strengthened and nourished as we recognize all the ways that God remains at work, and we see the good news that unfolds around all of the places God is active in this world. We'll only be able to cry out with joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.